This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields in the spring. The turn from green to that harvest honey. Pull one up. The banker downtown, we got him on his feet with handshake of money. Here's to the farmer.
Here's to the farmer, the American family farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, an American family farmer, here to focus on the things that are going on present, perhaps some thoughts about the future during the course of the program. You can find our podcasts at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, a summation of a lot of things I think we have there the last year or so archived of our conversations. And we're really here to help the small farmer, the farmers and the families that own small businesses that support the farmer. Lots of problems. Hopefully we address them in a positive way to give you help. You can always send me ideas of things that you want me to check out. It's in Twitter, at Doug Steffen, or Doug@DougSteffen.com. Problems, solutions to problems. Also, we have lots of locavores that focus on the people who are using the products that we grow and raise on our farms. And each week we have at least one person. Today we have a couple of different people. Later in the hour we'll meet Eric Brenneman, who's a pig farmer from Washington, talking about eliminating the use of antibiotics for growth purposes on her farm. But first we're going to meet Javier Ponce, who has started a floating farm. He's the Smart Floating Farm founder. Say that one. Talk about alliteration. The Smart Floating Farms founder, architect of the idea. This project is something that's going on in Spain. Javier graduated from Monterrey Institute of Technology in Mexico, has a master's degree, and has used this to design a very unique concept in farming, the floating farm. Javier Ponce, welcome to the American Family Farmer. How does this floating farm work, the concept? How did you come up with this?
Hello, Doug. First, thanks for the opportunity. Well, this is a concept that I was traveling Southeast Asia, visiting some areas with fish farms, and also I have known since my history classes of the Chinampas in Mexico, where they used to farm in the lakes in Mexico. So then I was realizing, okay, how can we provide people with how to produce locally with healthy food and using maybe these floating farm techniques and also clean energies. So the concept emerges from a mix of different things. I'm more design focused, as you mentioned. I'm an architect, but I'm trying to have a complementary solution. I'm not trying to replace anything here, but just another alternative, because I do believe we will need other type of concepts for the future.
Well, there are a lot of things. We've devoted some time here, Javier, to people in the city who are developing gardens by hauling dirt and loam and stuff up to the top of the apartment buildings, the big buildings in New York, and growing on the rooftops there. That's another interesting way of dealing with people's needs and desires to have fresh fruit and vegetables as much as they can. So in this circumstance, the floating farm, for those of you who can't conceptualize this, this is actually a barge, is it not, that's floating? You've created a sort of an island of vegetation, if I'm understanding what's going on here.
Yeah, basically, as you mentioned, there are things going on in Brooklyn, et cetera. So this is another complementary to urban agriculture, I would say, another concept. So the barge, basically, here is a platform, a floating platform. Imagine a multi-level story. It can be also single, but let's say in the lower area of the platform, closer to the water level, let's say, we can have fish farms. In the middle level, we can have hydroponics or to produce different types of crops depending on the region where the farm is located. And on top, let's say the cover or the rooftop of the that this platform can be filled with solar panels with photovoltaic energy, so that it is a self-sufficient platform with obviously recycling nutrients in the processes. So that's the final aim of this platform, to be self-sufficient in a way.
Wow. What a great... This is so clever. Using the energy with the solar to produce all that you need on the barge, you're growing food that can be sustained, if you will, or helped by the things that are coming out of the aquaponics of the fish,
exactly,
if you will.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, this is very, very clever.
I mean, I'm not discovering the sugar water here or the Coca-Cola, but I am trying to combine, in a way, different existing technologies into a single platform, which can be replicable. I mean, that's a modular, meaning a modular product that can be added, and you can, you know, produce different types of fish or of crops, or depending on the region.
What regions, where are these things now in existence? Where are there examples of these floating farms?
Well, actually, we are still working on the finishing feasibility studies for different regions. We have been contact from people in different parts of the world. There is not a finished prototype yet, let's say. We are aiming to do that in 2018, I believe. Mm-hmm. And we are exploring different regions. Some are the Middle East. Some are here in Spain. There is another possibility in California and close to Salton Sea Lake. And, well, there are different options, but we are still on paper, let's say. But working with real specialists, with companies, aquaculture companies, hydroponics companies, etc., which are real, with loads of experience.
So what do you think are going to be the best crops? Can you grow corn, tomatoes, carrots, the normal things that we'd find on a produce farm? Is that what you're aiming for?
Well, the answer would be it depends on the region, what they consume. But, you know, in the U.S., I know there's a lot of corn, soybeans, wealth, wheat, tomatoes, etc. I mean, in these platforms, you can have – we started thinking of lettuces, also some, for example, some leafy greens, some other vegetables, some types of fish like grouper, sea bass, etc. But actually, the complex thing or difficult thing here is that the floating structure can be the same for a worldwide scale, but the problem is that what people consume is very different in different parts of the world, as we know.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, but the idea is that it can adapt to different types of crops.
Yeah,
that's
right. That makes plenty of sense. Yeah, adaptation, soil is the same, so what you grow on it depends on what people want in the areas where you are. That's a brilliant idea. We'll continue our conversation with Javier Ponce, who is the founder of Smart Floating Farms. If you go to the website, Smart Floating Farms, all one word, smartfloatingfarms.com, I'm sure you'll get some pretty interesting ideas as we continue to peruse what's going on here. I want to talk about whether animals are likely to be a part of this scenario when we continue our conversation. 14 past the hour. I'm here to tell you, if you missed out on our last MyPillow offer, now is the time for you to not walk, but run to your computer. Log on to MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV to get two pillows for the price of one. Yes, the exclusive offer continues. Buy one MyPillow and then get one free. You know about the 10-year warranty. You know about the 60-day money-back satisfaction guarantee. If you don't, you should experience it. That is, order these pillows at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Get them. If you don't like them for whatever the reason, I'm not going to spend, you know, like the ads for the drug companies. They spend 15 seconds telling you why to use the drug and 45 seconds telling you how horrible they are. No, everybody's got a different experience. But I will tell you something. This guy couldn't have 1,500 people making these pillows around the clock if the pillows didn't work and they weren't any good. They are. They're fabulous. And the deals are fabulous. The opportunity is fabulous. So take advantage of it while it exists. No way the offer lasts. Don't worry. You have me to tell them to send you a pillow at the right price. Right price, the regular price for the first pillow, second pillow, free. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Stop tossing and turning around. Get the best rest possible. Here you go. Made in the USA. Great customer service. MyPillow. Buy one, get one free at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender involves so much more than just a rate. Only Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards. No other lender comes close to that level of client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage. It gives our clients a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online in minutes. No one else has anything like it. And our people. Each one of our 17,000-plus team members throughout Detroit, Cleveland, and Phoenix provides absolute client satisfaction each and every day. So why would you go anywhere else to get your mortgage? Go to America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
I'm a squeaky toy, and I've got one job, getting chomped on by this little ankle sniffer. So pardon me for feeling inept compared to Geico, who does so much more. Like, while I'm getting slobbered on, Geico is creating cool technology like their mobile app, which lets people pay their bills or file a claim. Plus, Geico is the fastest growing auto insurer for the last 10 years. Is it too much for me to ask for one more feature? Fast and friendly claim service like Geico, maybe? Oh, great. I'm getting buried again.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
Our conversation continues here on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with Javier Ponce, who has created Smart Floating Farms, the website smartfloatingfarms.com. What a brilliant concept. But I want to know, we've talked about crops and that sort of thing. What about animals? Can you put animals on these floating farms?
Well, actually, it's a very interesting question because there are right now there in Rotterdam in the Netherlands there is a company which is actually building I believe one floating farm with cows. They're exploring how to convert milk into dairy products, and so that's one example. A lot of questions emerge that as a controversy because are the cows going to get dizzy, et cetera. But yeah. Actually, that's a very nice idea and everything, but I have not explored that path, let's say. I'm more into the seafood and the vegetables. But I do believe it can be a way also to, but let's wait to see how this farm works in Rotterdam, because they're already exploring that option, yeah.
I would wonder also whether cows could handle being out on the water like that. But that's one of the things. It's all an experiment. This is all a way for us to look at the needs of the future because things are changing. In the next 20 years, urban areas will grow by leaps and bounds. There'll be twice as many urban areas, big, heavy, thick settlements around the world with lots of people in small areas, and the farms are getting crowded out. We all know that. In our country, Javier, the stupid government policy up to this point, at least the new tax bill fixes this, but farmers didn't have any money but lots of land. When they died, they'd have to sell the land to pay their taxes. So that got a lot of people worked up. So that's why a lot of farms have been turned into housing subdivisions. Hopefully that will slow down a little bit. We continue on the American Family Farmer.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GZN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GZN.
If you suck at me, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Yeah, you can do it if you try.
Weekly overview of what's going on the American Family Farm with the American Family Farmer Show. I'm Doug Steffen, having raised cattle all my life. I don't like to call them cattle. They're cows. They're my friends. I have a lot of regard for people who are still trying to milk cows and have smaller farms, a very difficult thing to do. And so as we focus on these smart floating farms, one of the questions I had was whether dairying could be done. That's left to be seen. A lot of countries around the world are interested in this because of what's changing. One of the things that I find interesting to sort of think about, to ponder, Javier Ponce, is the amount of food that we are selling and importing, and the imports around the world, and the quality of those imports. And I'm thinking this may slow that down a little bit. It may be a positive impact of this. Do you think that that could be the case?
Well, in a way, some of the problems that we target with this idea is one of them being the massive imports, which we know uses a lot of fossil fuels and which causes a lot of CO2 emissions. So, in a way, we know that there are a lot of massive imports going on in the world, so it doesn't make sense sometimes to be eating food that comes from the other side of the world.
Yeah.
Or, you know, we know all about the land grabbings in different countries in the world, and so if you see the food security map of the world, there are regions which are meant are supposed to be really food secure and cover all their food needs. But mm-hmm. based on what? You know, based on imports. That's the thing.
Right.
There are very, very good examples in the world. So, yeah, so since this is a small modular farm which can be replicated, the aim is that to avoid this transport, to save on fossil fuels, and because we are not using them. So to bring, to produce local healthy food using clean energy, let's say, in order to avoid those imports, yeah.
You know, one of the things I find attractive about this, Javier, is also the fish farming, which has become, because we have overfished the oceans of the world.
Exactly.
When meat was found to be not so good for you, people started eating a lot of fish, and they want fish. They want good quality fish. But unfortunately, there are a lot of gross things being done on some of these fish farms, especially in Asia. And this eliminates it because of the way you've designed it to be self-contained. The feed that go to the fish will be a lot different and better and healthier than what we're finding is being fed to some of the fish on some of these fish farms around the world.
Exactly. That's one good point, because the fish farm is meant to be controlled and to avoid pollution to the atmosphere and also produce more healthy food. We don't need the use of more chemicals, and so the key word here will be transparency, in a way.
Yeah.
So we aim that this farm can be controlled not only by huge companies, as we know that what has happened with all the battle of the GMOs and
right.
A lot of the stories going on in the world. So in a way, the transparency will be one key issue here in order to make sure that the food produced or the seafood produced in the farms is healthy enough for the people.
We only have a few more seconds. The other thing is desalinization of the salt water. If you're not using these barges on fresh water and you're using the source from the ocean, which I also find very desirable. I think we ought to have desalinization plants up and down the coast of our country. All these people that are worried about water, this is a very good way of solving that problem, especially places like California. But you've done that. You've thought of a lot of different things here. I wish you well. This is a wonderful idea, and I would urge everybody listening to go to this website, smartfloatingfarms.com, and see the concept ideas of how the barge would work. Javier, thank you. I hope you're going to have a good new year with this idea. Javier Ponce here on America.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
People are waking up. They're standing up to those pushing pesticides and GMOs as safe alternatives for a starving world. What a bunch of crap! I tell you, I'd rather eat dirt. So, I drink Life Change Tea. It's an herbal drink, cleansing my body of toxic sludge and nasty chemicals, and of course, ridding the intruders that are hidden in my so-called food. And by the way, Life Change Tea is non-GMO and organic. No fillers, no yuck. Just a great defense against you-know-what. May the supplement force awaken you. Don't fall to the dark side. Sorry. I went to the movies last night. Anyway, enough said. How do you get that herbal drink and change your life? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You will awaken. You will get stronger, and you might even lose a bit of weight. So awaken to Life Change Tea and the many one-of-a-kind supplements at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. May the supplement force be with you.
People search the internet for everything, including you.
With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Welcome back to the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, on the air every week with an overview of what's going on in our agricultural world, agricultural highlights, the story of people who are farmers, who have ag businesses that are in support of family farms, the hobby farmer, the person who's looking for the best food, the locavore movement, choices in food, all these things are part of what we talk about. And this part of the program, we're going to welcome in Erin Brenneman, who is a pig farmer from Washington, Iowa. She and her husband raise about 20,000 sows over three different farms in Missouri and Iowa. Her husband's parents started the farm in 1981. They had a few sows, and then because there were different circumstances in the family, the situation changed. I think maybe it would be better for you to tell your story, Erin, than me to tell the story. Are you, both of you, you and your husband are farm kids, as it were? Did you marry into the farm, or did you grow up on a farm as well?
Yeah, no, thanks. No, that's quite the interesting story. I did not grow up on the farm. My husband did. As you said, his parents started the farm. I, however, grew up in the suburbs of Chicago. So I have a very different perspective on this whole farming thing. And I married into the farm. I met him at school. We married 11 years ago in August, and I've just been soaking everything up ever since then, and I love talking about and sharing it because I just know how unique it is to be a farmer and how incredibly awesome it is.
You know, it's one of those things in America today. We had 98% of the people as our country was formed making their living on the land and taking care of themselves. Now it's 2% of the people making their living on the land, and it's almost an oddity. On my dairy farm in suburban Boston, I have become a strange person in the minds of many people because I have cows and I milk cows and sell raw milk and do that sort of thing. Not so in the place where you are, I'm guessing, because Iowa is known as one of the big ag states. But I wonder, when you first told your friend you're going to marry a farmer, what was their reaction?
Yeah, I think people have a notion, I mean, myself included, probably, of what a farmer is or today, and it looks completely different from that. So, yeah, there was some interesting reactions. I'm sure my family was a little surprised when I said I was going off to be a pig farmer. But, you know, it's kind of par for the course for me. I kind of did everything a little different always. But, you know, what a unique fantastic opportunity to share it, because really everybody wants to know the stories from the girl who moved away from the city to become a pig farmer, and they are fascinated by what we do every day.
So
and,
what are you talking about your girlfriends from college, people that have been friends of yours? When you get together with the girls, come on, what are you talking about?
You know, lots of people want to know, what do I do? You know, what do we do every day? And the way I can explain it, because we specialize here on the farm, so I'm a very focused area on the farm is what I, you know, concentrate most of my time with, and that's I run a maternity ward for pigs, and a lot of people can relate to that, and it's fantastically amazing to work in there and do what I do every day, and people are amazed by that.
You know, it reminds me of a lady named Georgette who worked on my farm for a long time, and I never described her that way, but I now think that was exactly what she was. She ran the maternity ward for the Jersey cows, the heifers that were born and were being brought into the world, and we had almost a 100% success rate. Very rarely did we lose a heifer, and most of the dairy farms that I know of lose 10% of their calves each year, and they consider that's part of the business. I found it unacceptable to lose any. And so I wonder how you deal with that. How are you? I want to kind of get into the nitty-gritty of what you do. We want to talk about antibiotics, because that's a big to-do now. It's all over the place. Everybody is trying. As a matter of fact, I think the FDA has put out a proposal this week to keep farmers from being able to use antibiotics on pigs and cows and sheep and things. The stronger ones would have to be prescribed by a vet. And so that's part of what I want to get into. But more back to the maternity ward itself. Did you create this? Did you pick up on stuff that you knew? Or is this all something that you, Erin Brenneman, have shaped?
No, yeah. Well, I'd say something I've shaped, definitely. I mean, my mother-in-law, my husband's mom, she worked in the farrowing house before we came back to the farm. My husband is the oldest of four children, so we were the first ones to actually really come back to the farm. And once we came back and we were, you know, obviously showed interest in being a part of it, they really embraced us to learn. And I tried everything on the farm. I mean, I did everything. I just wanted to immerse myself in this world, because it was just incredibly cool. And then I went out with his mom, out to the farrowing house, to take care of the moms and the babies, and I fell in love. And I say this time and time again, and maybe you've heard me say it before, but, you know, my father-in-law once said, do one thing better than everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And, I thought, you know, that kind of empowered me, just that statement. I was like, I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna be awesome at this. And, you know, people are gonna look up to me for doing it. This is something that I can do that makes a difference in the world. Mm-hmm. And to me, that was a really powerful thing. And so I just turned my focus really to the first 3 days of a pig's life and made a job out of it. And it there's never a dull moment.
I wouldn't have thought. So you have two boys. What are your intentions for them as far as the farm is concerned? Have you and your husband talked about how old are these boys?
One just turned 9, and one will be turning 4 in August.
And what do they think of life on the farm?
They love it. They love life on the farm. My oldest, however, I actually just put him in a car and sent him back home with my dad for the weekend. My dad was out visiting. He loves the city side of me. My parents still live back in Chicago. Mm-hmm. And so he is a Chicago connoisseur. He knows everything about the city. He knows probably more than I do at this point.
Right.
And so he is really interested in that sort of thing. But, you know, what I want for my children is to do what they want to do. But we certainly want them to know that there is a place for them here at the farm should they choose to come back here, because that's important to bring youth back into agriculture. But we're not going to force it on them.
No.
Now, the 4-year-old, yes, he'll ride in the combine all day long. And then when he can't, he's pushing the toy combine on the carpet.
Right. He's learning by doing and seeing and being. Yeah, that's important because we need to have one of the things that I focus on in this program is who's next. A lot of the trades, a lot of the publications, much of the reality of farming is that many, especially in the millennial crowd, and I don't know how old you are, but I'm guessing you are in that group age-wise, are not interested in going or staying on the farm or going back to the farm because it's too much work. And because the government is the problem and big ag is the problem, a lot of people are being driven off the farm literally and figuratively by stupid things being done by the government. And I wonder whether or not you think this latest round with antibiotics in the focus is something that is part of that, as it becomes more and more difficult for record keeping and
things
that one wonders, you know, actually why. We don't know what we're doing. Of course we know what we're doing. What do we need the government? Most of the people that come from the government don't know what they're doing, and they sure as heck don't know what you're doing.
Sure. I mean, to us, You know, they add a paperwork every now and then. It's kind of like, okay, you know, just one more thing. But it's just become a routine. It's just become a part of it for us. And so it really, it doesn't bother us. I mean, we're happy to do that. I mean, and then from my standpoint, you know, I'm partly in the pig business, but I'm partly in the business of sharing what we do. And I understand firsthand, really, for the first 22 years of my life, that there's a disconnect, first of all, between a average everyday city dweller, consumer, and a farmer, a huge disconnect.
Right.
And people are wanting to know, you know, we just make sure we do things right every day on the farm. Mm-hmm. We don't have to worry about that. If you have questions about it, come ask us. We're not going to hide anything from you. We believe in what we do. When we believe in what we do, it's very easy to share that. I mean, it's, you know, we do the right thing every day. So.
Well, this is not, exactly. That's the thing. I used to say that to people on my dairy farm. I want you to come. I want you to see. I want you to watch. I want the kids not to be afraid of these animals or afraid of the noises that come from the tractors, because there's so much fear-based thinking. We're focused on a forum the White House had on antibiotic stewardship, antibiotics being used, antibiotic resistance. Is this a public health threat? That's what we're going to get into in a few moments here on The American Family Farmer.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the kitchen where you'll bake your baby's smash cake. The extra bedroom where your sister will constantly crash. You're looking for a garage where you'll park bicycles, tricycles, and every mode of transportation, except your car.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow, find your way home.
The reason I went into consulting? Because I love hunting for paperwork. Not because I like developing plans to help small businesses grow. Nah, I'm busy searching high and low for a proposal that I had in my hand like a minute ago. Yippee!
Staples wants you to spend your time doing what you really love. That's why we have organizational solutions for any business. So you can clear the clutter and focus on the job at hand.
Found it! Nope. That's my son's birthday list.
Staples. Less mess equals more success.
This is your Check It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Now that 2018 is here, you might have a New Year's resolution tied to losing weight and getting fit. But old habits die hard. Your treadmill is now an expensive clothes hanger. Your gym membership card has become a laminated bookmark. You secretly hate that slim neighbor who prances around in their Lululemons. And why do potato chips have to taste so much better than kale? Sound familiar? You're not alone. Perhaps you just need a little help from technology. Inexpensive activity trackers and smartwatches can not only help you track your progress, but they let you set attainable goals and be rewarded for your efforts. These wrist-mounted gadgets can monitor all your activities, including steps taken, distance traveled, calories burned, and sometimes your heart rate, and show you info on the device itself and a companion app for a deeper dive on your achievements.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
This is the American Family Farmer with an idea. I often talk about, in this regard, what's being done that's new, that's different on the family farm. A lot of food sampling in the past year shows a lot of troubling pesticide residues in lots of different products. The latest, plum pudding. Data released shows a rise in the occurrence of pesticide residues detected in foods that are commonly consumed. The Freedom of Information Act this week has allowed information to come out. The government is going to get a lot of flack on this, allowing this weed-killing chemical, the herbicide known as 24D, which has been used a lot in the last few years, being a part of when you're processing things like the plums that go into the pudding. This stuff is not being washed off, and so it's prevalent, not only in that food, but a lot of, there are 207 different foods where pesticides were detected last year. Fruits, vegetables, things that we consider healthy food choices, those have the highest frequency of pesticide residues. 82% of domestic American fruits, 62% of domestic vegetables have residues, and that's the reason you gotta wash them. These weed killers and insecticides and pesticides that are used have to be, you gotta really wash them off, clean them off. The FDA says 97% of apples, 83% of grapes, 60% of tomatoes, 50% of mushrooms, and 53% of plums have residues on them. A word to the wise, 51% of imported fruits and vegetables carry residues as well. So let's make sure if we're using these, look for natural organic stuff that isn't sprayed. First of all, if you can't find it, make sure you wash these commodities very thoroughly. We're continuing now in the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with Aaron Brenneman. Okay, so you've been actively involved in this public health discussion. I guess that's really what it is. The resistance to antibiotics by people who eat the food, but are the animals becoming resistant to the antibiotics? And therefore, is there need for a new strain or stronger antibiotics? And will that be met by more resistance by the people who are eating your product?
Right. I've been involved with that conversation. And to me, it really just comes down to the basics of understanding how we use them, when we use them, and why we use them. And we do use them, but, you know, I compare it a lot. My veterinarian once put it to me much like a newborn baby. You know, you have a newborn baby, you keep it at home, and then you take it to daycare. And what happens? It gets sick with everything that you can find, right? You know, it's about predictable periods, at least in a pig's world. I don't know about the cattle world.
Yeah.
You know, there's predictable periods where we know they're going to be exposed. And then we do help them prevent them from being sick in those predictable periods. It's not their entire lifespan. And not to mention, too, you know, another thing that I think people get twisted is that these animals are just bound to get sick because they're, oh, you know, the conditions that they have to live in and what have you. And, you know, that's kind of backwards. You know, our pigs are incredibly healthy animals. And we want to keep them that way. And that's why we have the biosecurity procedures and stuff. The healthier we can keep them on their own, you know, the less antibiotics we'll have to use. That being said, you know, we have a moral obligation to keep them healthy. I mean, that's animal welfare right there. If your kid gets sick, you take them to the doctor, what do? They prescribe an antibiotic. You know, I'm usually praying that they prescribe an antibiotic. Same with our animals. We want them to be healthy. We do not want them to get sick. When I speak to groups of farmers, a lot of times, you know, we're encouraging people to get out there and share more of their stories. We have unique stories to tell every single day. I think it's just so important for us to share those things because people really do love them. But anyways, I tell them, you know, if there's a practice that you have going on your farm that you don't feel comfortable sharing with other people, you need to stop doing that practice, whether it be right or wrong, because we need to be comfortable with what we are doing on our own farms. And we live in the world of, you know, YouTube and Google. We need to be comfortable with what we are doing every single day. And we have to, you know, imagine that people are watching that, and because they are. They want to know. And there's no reason to be afraid of what you do.
No, as a matter of fact, you ought to be proud of what you do. I'm proud of having had the opportunity to talk to you because you're such a wonderful spokesperson for not only what your farm is doing, but what's being done in this area. One of the major areas of agriculture is the pork industry. Eliminating the use of antibiotics for growth purposes has been done, is being done. The FDA is putting guidance that requires veterinarians to oversee what's going on, and the standards will go into effect, I think, at the end of next year, and under the circumstances, do we need it or not? That's the question still to be addressed. Aaron, thank you for being here. Aaron Brenneman from Iowa. You can check out the dialogue at fooddialogues.com. I'm Doug Steffen on this week's edition of the American Family Farmer.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
A 53 after the hour now on the American Family Farmer. Now this comment, focusing on food makers, if you will, food growers, trying to find acceptable alternatives to sugar these days. We all know, I've talked about it here on this program and other programs, the Good Day Health Show and on the DJV show, the focus on sugar now is the current tobacco of 25 or 30 years ago. That is, many lawyers are lining up to sue the sugar companies because of the damage it's doing to American health or to health around the world. A lot of Americans love sugar. I certainly am one of them. I love cookies and cakes and candy and ice cream and all that stuff. And they don't come. They aren't made with sweeteners like the things that come from sucrose. We've got table sugar. You got high fructose corn syrup. They are concerns in this circumstance to many people, and the lawyers are coming after them big time because they're the culprit, the key culprit in the American diabetes epidemic, the obesity epidemic. Researchers at some of the big food companies working with some of the big ag companies are looking for ways to make food sweet without putting your health at risk. Some are testing natural zero-calorie ingredients like monk fruit and root extracts that are intensely sweet. They add flavor without calories. So you'll see that become, if I were buying stock in some commodity, I'd be looking for the first sugar substitute to come along, because this, and I'm not talking about raw sugar, the brown sugar, that's around, but it's very expensive. So all the food makers are looking for something that will attract or be attractive to your taste receptors and not hurt your body. Nestle is one of the companies that's leading the way in the sugar reduction effort. They understand what's going on, the political ramifications of all of this. So they have imposed deadlines on themselves for lowering sugar content before they get sued, because that's what's going to happen. By the end of this year, you're going to see some big challenges in terms of lawsuits. But there are also challenges in getting the sugar out of a lot of food, the processed food. It's been used, again, remember, for the past century, this has been something that has been used prolifically. I have some more comments on this as we sour on sugar right after these words. Oh, we are all set. We don't have a commercial. All right, so there we go. Let's keep going here. This is the focus on the sugar consumption in America has been really what isn't sugar so much as how much we're using. If you use it like anything else in moderation, it's not going to do you too much harm. But as the Mars company, the Mars family, Mars bars and all of the M&Ms, all the things they make there, loaded with sugar. General Mills, one of the key users, Kellogg, the cereal companies, they have had tremendous influence in the sugar areas. Sugar for children's cereals. A lot of people, when their children say, I want some Cocoa Crisp. I mean, give me some cocoa. Well, that's what mothers and fathers do without thinking about how horrible it is. You send your child off to school in the morning after feeding them that stuff. No wonder the kids are bouncing off the walls, because their diet is all sugar and it makes them all hypered up. That's one of the negative impacts on children. And then the more sugar you eat, the heavier you get as you get older. Regulators saying that the food and beverage makers are going to be required to disclose on nutrition labels starting this year how much sugar has been added to the product. You know, it says on the label, the nutrition label, how much sugar is in it. But how much did you add to the product? Cutting the amount of sugar is going to be a difficult task, as I say, because there are 22,000 products made in America that have high fructose corn syrup still in them, even though there's been all of this focus on high fructose corn syrup over the past 2 or 3 years. Yogurt, for example, big commercial yogurts, lots and lots of that in there, juices, drinks, that sort of thing. 52% of Americans say they're avoiding artificial sweeteners now. That's really a big number. 22% of Americans are restricting their sugar intake based on the information.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.